So let's start very generally and talk about what is this data?
Well, each year the American Community Survey releases data, usually in September, that looks at income, it looks at poverty, it looks at housing, and it looks at a whole assortment of things, health insurance data, it looks at that, it looks at the labor market, and they release it every year about this time. But the two things that really stick out usually in the report are poverty rates and median household income, and looking at the labor force.
Okay, so let's start, kind of just a general overall picture of West Virginia. It says on the whole, more than 18% of West Virginians are living in poverty, which is not the highest in the nation, but it's still a pretty high rate. So why are other states doing so much better? States like New Hampshire and Maryland, who have rates in the single digits to maybe 10%. Why do they do better?
I think there's a lot of underlying factors. I mean, I think overall West Virginia, hasn't exactly benefited a lot from its natural resources. It tends to be far away from big industrial sectors. It tends to have a very rugged landscape. And these things sort of are a fertile ground for poverty in West Virginia, and persistently so. But there are things that those states that you mentioned that are doing. They're making much better investments in K-12 education, in higher education, and especially early childhood intervention programs. And those are the things that we need to be doing, too, is to be making bolder investments in programs that we know that will boost jobs and boost our economy later on.
So why do you think there's a trend for southern states to have a higher poverty rate than there is for northern states? That's what the data shows.
Yeah, I mean, in general, those states are also tend to be less unionized. They tend to be right-to-work states. That's one factor I think comes into play. They also tend to invest a lot less in their social safety nets in the states. So those things can matter a lot.
So overall, the rate of children living in poverty in the nation is falling. This data shows that it dropped for the first time since 2000, overall for the U.S., but that's not necessarily the case in West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, when you're looking at the statistics, there's no statistical significantly difference between the last couple of years when we're looking at overall poverty. It's basically been stagnant. But what we are seeing is a huge change in the share of young children that are in poverty. According to the data this year, 1 in 3 young children under the age of 5 are living in poverty. And that's something that should really conjure up action from our state legislators and from other people in the community.
So why? Why do we see a higher rate of poverty in such young age groups?
Well, if you look at West Virginia, about more than half of the births are through Medicaid. So when people are younger in their life and they're having kids, they tend to have much lower incomes than when they're in their 40s and 50s.
And this might be kind of a politically charged question, but what should West Virginia be doing to combat it? I mean, I think you alluded to some of those things earlier, but it's been an issue in the state legislature. They've tried to take on child poverty, or at least have been talking about it. And this data doesn't seem to show that it's getting any better, even though it's getting more attention.
Also, most of the actions that we've taken haven't taken place yet either. So one thing the legislature did last year that was a really great move, they raised the minimum wage from $7.25 to $8.75 in 2016, but that hasn't taken place yet. One thing that's really important to keep in mind is that we don't have to live in persistent poverty in West Virginia. The state legislature can take action to help struggling families, and that includes investments in early child intervention and education programs, like home visiting. That includes enacting a refundable state earned income tax credit that 24 other states have done. And it also includes making college more affordable so more people can get in the middle class. And unfortunately, in a lot of those areas, we've been sort of moving backwards, especially in the higher education. And these are the things that we need to be making more investments in so we can build a stronger economy.
It seems like those things are a result of the fact that the state budget is just struggling. I mean, we're cutting higher education because the state can't afford to support it at the same level.
Well, the state can't afford it. I mean, what did the state do over the last couple of years to make that happen? We only have about $425 million in tax cuts that we've enacted over the last couple of years. So when you cut taxes, you're pretty much automatically cutting investments in schools, investments in healthcare, and investments in higher education. And other important public programs. So a lot of those problems are self-inflicted.
Ted Bednar with the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.